You know what it means? Well, no, but you should look it up. So
Ha
we ended up naming our trio after it, and yes, we did look it up, and the word incalzando is Italian for pressing on and moving forward.
I like that.
We did too.
I like it a lot. There's a lot of Saturday Light Brigade kind of in that, moving forward and pressing on. Well, you're going to play the last movement now. Oh, thank you for doing that. You can just put that mic back in the stand. You'll be able to hear this performance archived at neighborhoodvoices.org and youthexpress.org. We are going to press on once again with the Incalzando Trio. You sound wonderful, and a text message just came in that says the oboe player's dad is listening. And I'm sure that's not the only relative that's tuned in this morning. Thank you so much to the Incalzando Trio and to Youth Chamber Connection. You can learn more about Youth Chamber Connection online and the great work they do. And we hope you'll look for them at youthchamberconnection.org. Well, coming up, live music in our studios. It's going to be a pleasure to open up our studios for a live performance. That'll be coming up right after the top of the hour. Kim Maverick will be joining us. A quick thank you to you if you are one of the 361 people, including 73 first-time donors, contributing a record-setting $46,701 during our year-end campaign. If you missed the opportunity to do so, you can always make a secure donation at slbradio.org/donate. Or by phoning us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Thanks. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, audio now, or you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542 and online at slbradio.org/radio.
It's the end of the line, and I know it's been rough. Oh, but time after time, it was always enough. You were there when I laughed, you were there when I cried, you were there as I tell you goodbye. It's the end of the line, and whatever they say, I was yours, you were mine, just a heartbeat away. Close enough to be kissed, far enough to be missed, from the cradle to silver. In due time there will be someone else who will see all the good in your heart, even though we're apart. Oh, how I've loved your heart. In the blink of all that's left is the past, and the memories fade till there's silence at last. But the song will remember, the spark will still shine. It's the light at the end of the line. There's a light at the end of the line.
That's the title song to Janice Ian's latest, The Light at the End of the Line. And she really sounds good, doesn't she? You know, I didn't think to check her age. We've been featuring her all morning. Do you want to know? It's not that important, but I'm kind of curious. Only 70. And I say that I might have thought she was older, but we forget that she's been around for so long, and she started so young, society's child. Her top 10 single, or I'm sorry, that was a hit. Way back when she was only 14 years old, and then the song at 17, she was 15, taking the world by storm. And this album of hers is really nice. The lyrics are all included. She includes the stories behind the songs, and it's beautifully done. I know she's touring in support of it. We might try to get her here for an interview if we can, although last I checked, I don't think Pittsburgh is on her itinerary.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Thank you for being here with us today. And we have somebody new to introduce to you this morning who's going to be sharing her music with you. I know a little bit about Kim, but there's a lot I want to ask her, nothing tough that I haven't asked her yet because I'd rather we both meet her together. I do know she's relatively new to Pittsburgh, having moved here about 5 years ago. We'll hear a song from her. She'll be accompanying herself on both piano and guitar this morning. Join me now as we welcome Kim Maverick.
Sneaking in between my window blinds, pillowcase creases all across my cheek. I'm squeezing my eyes shut, wishing I could stay asleep. Live another moment in my dreams. Waking up like this takes me back home to the farm. Remembering when my mama's voice was my alarm, and she said, "Monday's just another day. You don't need to sing the blues. All your young days will slip away if you keep on hitting snooze. You can't wait for a perfect day. What have you got to lose?" So I said, "Okay, whatever you say, but first I need my coffee."
That is Kim Maverick, and what a great song. Tell me a little bit about that song, where it came from, when you wrote it.
Oh, well, I love coffee, and felt like the right song to start off with this
morning.
She
didn't reach for coffee immediately after
finishing
that.
Yeah, so when I was writing the song, I was trying to, the original idea came from just wanting to write a song that was a love song that was about a thing, not a person. I've written many, many love songs about people, all different shades of emotions, but I wanted to stretch out a little bit, and I consider myself a student of songwriting, lifelong-wise, and one of my mentors in songwriting suggested that I, you know, try to think about something that everybody could connect to, even though I wanted to write something like that. So I thought, like, okay, a lot of people like coffee. And then once I started writing it, it turned into more of a story song than a love song.
I like the way the piano punctuates it as you play, and it's got a great melody. And I was thinking, boy, this is a great opening song. It's a good getting to know you song. Just about everybody could relate to coffee. In talking about the challenge of writing it, you reminded me of a podcast that I think is out of production, and I don't know, I can't remember the name of it, but the concept was, it was an interview show, but interviewed were inanimate objects. So, like, they would interview a pair of pants, and it's tough. I always have to be activated one leg at a time,
so
and
funny.
Sometimes I get put on a hanger. I really prefer to be, you know, folded, or they had all these different objects, you know, like chalk. You know, well, people press too hard and I break, and it's funny. After a while, I think the novelty wore off a little bit, but it was just really interesting.
That's a cute idea.
Mm-hmm. To think. So, were you born in Canada? I know you lived
in
Canada.
I was, yeah. I was born in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. It's the most southern point of Canada, right south of Detroit. So I grew up there, and I moved here originally because I was pursuing a life of music. I came here to join a band. I had some friends that I had met at conferences. So yeah, I originally came here in pursuit of music and trying to join a band. We called it a bubblegum rock band, like Coldplay mixed with Van Halen kind of thing. So it was an ambitious project. I had a lot of fun playing with those guys for a couple years.
And that was in Windsor or here?
That was here, yeah. It was kind of, well, we were kind of from all over. There were some people from, like, more towards the like Westmoreland County around mm-hmm. the Pittsburgh area, and but yeah, that was a fun project to be a part of. And then when we broke up, I was crushed. I was heartbroken, but I decided to stay in Pittsburgh anyway because I found a lot to love about the city.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm curious a little bit about Windsor and growing up as a musical artist in Canada, because Canada, in my opinion, at least, does a lot of nice things for its artists in terms of the Canadian content regulations.
Oh, absolutely.
Broadcasters, if you're not aware of these, what Cam and I are talking about, there's a percentage of content that must be Canadian, CKLW and Windsor, which
yeah,
probably
that's it.
Still mm-hmm. exists.
Oh,
right?
Totally. Yeah, that and was the radio station I listened to all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, and CKLW, the Big Eight, was a major tastemaker in music, and we would probably not have artists like the Guess Who or Joni Mitchell, Gordon Lightfoot, and others were it not for the fact that TKLW more or less had to play, and I would like to think wanted to play, artists that were native to Canada. So did you find, in terms of gigging and playing out and getting exposure, and you might not have a good enough sense of it yet, but do things differ here because of that?
I think just like where to start. I've been doing music since I was 14, 15 years old. And in Canada, I did find an easier entry point of just where to start. You know, there were these public resources I could go to. There were grants that you could apply for. There were, I think that the government does a lot to try to encourage young artists. And so I felt like I was very supported, and I always felt like I knew what my next step was once I was in Canada, and until eventually this next step was you have to move to the States kind of thing.
So the mystery, the process was a little more evident to you.
Yeah, or maybe it was, I don't know, a combination of like growing up in the internet era and being able to Google search things and then finding these government bodies like the Trillium Foundation and the Factor Grant that helps helps a lot of young Canadian artists kind of find their funding and connect with tastemakers.
Yeah, that's good. Good to think about. So you mentioned you started, did you begin writing songs at the age of 14?
I think I got more serious about writing songs when I was 14. Before that, I always knew I wanted to do music, you know, ever since I was like 5 years old singing along to Madonna. Always knew I wanted to do music and always tried writing songs. But yeah, that was around the time I started like really seriously trying to write and putting little bands together. You know, first it was just a garage band in high school and then people that I made music with in college.
How did you learn how to do those things? Did you take lessons on either of your instruments?
Yeah, I took piano lessons first, and I was super, super lucky to have someone from my mom's church recommend a great teacher. So I took piano lessons. It was very, very classical, and I didn't love classical music at first. I grew to love it, and now I have a strong appreciation for it. But I would kind of like push through whatever I was supposed to practice, and then as soon as my 30 minutes were up that I was told to practice, I would just try to write songs and figure stuff out by ear.
So you'd eat your vegetables and then you would go. Did you play out when you were young?
Not really. I didn't really start playing out until I was in college.
Yeah, when I see people playing out at, you know, 14, 15, 16, I'm amazed. I could not have done that.
I'm so glad I didn't. If anyone had given me a microphone at 14, 15, it would not have ended well for me.
Even though I was on the radio at that age, but I didn't. That's a whole other story. But the idea of singing original music and performing it, I'm not sure I could do it today. It takes a lot of courage to go out and do it. We've linked to Kim Maverick's website, and we'll talk more about recordings and what she's up to. We should hear another song, though. What would you like to play next?
Yeah, absolutely. This next song I'm going to play for you, it's called Unplug, and I wrote it about 3 years ago when the inspiration came when I was on a trip to New York, and I was just walking around. I had headphones on listening to music, and I realized that everyone else I saw in the crowd walking around was also wearing headphones. And I had this very isolating feeling of, if I screamed, would anyone hear me? So it made me want to write a song about how sometimes when we want to... When we want to connect, the best thing we can do is really unplug. So this is Unplug.
Strangers begging for attention, even when a door is closed, I find I'm praying for a power outage just to get some time alone. We could light some candles, we could up close. Lately, that's not ever how it goes. Can we just unplug and get back in touch with love? Can we just unplug and get back in touch with? Mine, but moment and remember how you taste. You're right here, a world away. Can we just unplug and get back in touch with love? Can we just
Nice song, and again, one folks can really relate to. A few comments I neglected. I usually tell folks when they're playing in the studio, when I turn my back and look at a computer, it's not out of rudeness. I want to see.
Okay.
Sometimes people are writing in this how much they're enjoying you, and they are. I was at the post office the other day. I'll tell you how I relate to that song. I stopped to pick up our mail, and I was kind of looking through it and just aimlessly walking through the parking lot. And I pretty much walked into a car that I thought that was parked. I thought it was my car because the person was in a spot that I usually take, and then it was really funny because the guy was in the car. He and I looked up at each other. We had a huge laugh over it, and I just sort of shook my head. We don't look up at things.
No, it's so easy to run life on autopilot, you know, when you get into your routines.
Yeah, especially now. And I would imagine I would think as an artist that it's critically important to, you know, be out and experiencing things as influences and inspiration for what you may want to write. And for you to come to Pittsburgh unwittingly a couple years before a pandemic starts to restrict lots of things, that has to be I shouldn't be telling you what I think it is. I should be asking you what it's like. I mean, has it made it difficult or just different?
Well, I don't have anything to compare it to,
yeah,
right? That's
yeah.
the hard thing about it. But I don't know. For me, like, I'm extraordinarily lucky, you know. So I have this regular place where I play that's a piano bar nightclub. And so I love a chance to perform a lot. I get to do that 3-4 days a week. And so I was extremely lucky at the start of the pandemic. I had like this regular job, you know, that's pretty rare as a musician. So I had a regular job. And when we had to close down, I was scared, but luckily I was part of this organization where there was like a lot of us were all together, and our bosses were like, okay, we'll find what we can do to help you guys out. So I was lucky in that way. In the pandemic, even though it was like it was pretty isolating, it was hard to be away from my family. It ended up being a time of a lot of rest and introspection for me. So I was able to do a lot of writing and kind of play at being a full-time artist in a way that I haven't been before. You know.
Let's talk about this place where you play.
Sure.
And you're still playing there, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah. We've been open again since June of last year. It's called Howl at the Moon.
Howl at the Moon.
That's
and
right.
Where's it located?
We're right in the Cultural District in downtown on 7th Street. So it's been relatively new too. I think we opened 6 years ago.
And it's one or two pianos?
It's two pianos on mm-hmm. the stage. So we're inspired. I usually tell people we're inspired by dueling pianos because we do a lot more than that too. Like, so you'll also see people playing drums, and it's more of like a full band sound now. So all the piano players bounce around on different instruments, and it's very chaotic and fun. For me, it's been an amazing growing experience as a musician.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I haven't heard about this joint. But I would imagine you get requests for...
Yes.
Standards or covers. Do you do any improvisation ever?
Yeah, we do. We do a lot of faking songs where like one person knows the song and the rest of us kind of follow and be like, okay, well, we'll see how this goes. Hopefully we end on the right note together. So it's very fun. And we do all your dueling piano bar standards. So of course you'll hear Sweet Caroline. Of course you'll hear Don't Stop Believing. But we also do a lot of...
But come anyway.
Yeah. Well, you'll hear that. And you'll also hear more like modern dance stuff that's on the radio. You'll also hear Kesha and Bruno Mars, like all kinds, yeah. All over the map.
Do you stay PG-13?
We are 21 plus, yeah. So it's a mix of different stuff.
There are lots of songs. That's a venerable category of performance. It's actually a lot of fun. There used to be one in Station Square. I think that's... long gone, and you'll find them all over the country, these two piano clubs that are just delightful to watch.
Oh, yeah. For me, I fell in love with it. If I had known, I didn't really learn about dueling pianos until I moved here, and I... a friend of a friend auditioned, and I saw this, and I wish I had known about it sooner because I probably would have tried learning those songs sooner and gotten into it sooner.
Are you out playing at all, just your own music and out on stage anyway?
Not usually, because I'm at Howl at the Moon 3-4 nights a week. So for me, the avenue to play my original music has been pretty much all on live stream. So I was doing that a little bit before the pandemic, and then being stuck at home kind of accelerated things. So I do little shows from my living room playing for strangers on the internet.
How's that go?
It's like the most exhilarating fun thing for me. I had no idea when I started doing it that anyone would watch. I thought of it kind of like, okay, I'm busking, but it's from my living room. I thought of it as like, okay, maybe people will walk by and maybe somebody will put a little dollar in the tip jar. That's what I thought at first, but it's turned out to be so much more than that for me. I've made friends and people come back, so it's like my living room has become this little coffee shop venue, and I was stunned that I've made such good friends and collaborators even, found other artists who are performing on live stream, and we've done some writing together, done some projects together that's been really amazing.
Yeah, it's real. It is amazing. I think, a lot of folks jumped into that kind of technology right away, and it's hard to instantly adapt to that sort of thing. And Ricky and I were watching the Greenwich Village Folk Festival. They do a monthly Sunday night show, and we were watching it last Sunday, and it was awesome. We really enjoyed the performers. Some of the blended music that is possible now, singing together with people in real time, it's amazing that it actually works. I don't think we have to worry about people seeing music in the flesh live going away at all, but it's a way to still stay connected and to help people learn about what else is out there.
Yeah, and I love that I can talk to my audience as I'm performing, you know, because they're there and they can send me thoughts in the chat. So when I'm playing on live stream, I'm playing song requests. People are giving me ideas. They ask for their name to be shouted out in the song.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing kind of feeling, you know. I'm used to playing smaller venues where you have a direct audience relationship, and I didn't know I could have that same experience in front of my computer.
Yeah, it's amazing. Kim Maverick is the voice of who you are hearing. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a group of great radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio. I think it's as simple as kimmaverick.com.
.com, that's right.
And we link to her website. She has donned a guitar. It looks like a Fender.
Yeah.
That's tempting me since I've got one of those sitting in my living room gathering dust. She's going to make it sound wonderful. It's more than the instrument, though. What would you like to play next?
All right. So this next song is one that I wrote during the pandemic. Me and some friends got together and started this project called We Create Now. And with We Create Now, it was the idea behind it is to do something creative instead of consuming. So take a moment out of your day, stop the doom scrolling, and turn off the news. Just sit with your thoughts and see what will come out. So We Create Now every day has a photo prompt and also like a short story prompt. And this one was Carrying On was the prompt. And so it led to me write a little pick-me-up song called I'll Carry You. Trying so hard to keep smiling while you're hiding your scars. You're full of trepidation, but you're yearning to reach for the stars. 200 obstacles in front of you, and you're gonna break through. Trust your heart
another nice song. I like the variability too in tempo, and I mean, not that most songwriters don't have a lot of variability, but you're just displaying a lot of different emotions and styles. You do have a listener in Canada that Julie McInnes. Does that name mean something to you?
Yeah, she's a very close family member of mine.
Hi, Julie. I see your note here. And Julie, you may not have seen it, but I just put a picture.
I'm surprised she's awake.
is she in BC or is she?
No, it's just early in the morning for her.
Even here, it's okay. Julie, we're here all the time, so you could tune in. Do you miss Canada much? I think of Windsor. I've never been to Windsor, but I know it's so darned close to Detroit. So I kind of think of Windsor almost as an extension of Detroit, which isn't really fair.
I don't know. It's I do miss Canada. I was super lucky that I was able to go home for the first time in 2 years over Christmas. And I wasn't prepared for how emotional it would be of seeing my family and, just seeing those places that I haven't seen in a while. The city looks very different from when I was there, 2 years prior. But I don't know. I think there's a lot of similarities between Windsor and Pittsburgh. Maybe it's like hockey pride. I don't know. I'm a big hockey fan, so.
Yeah, well, the manufacturing base. And I should, both Ricky and I don't know if you can say you're a fan of Canada. We vacation in Canada a lot. I love Vancouver. I've spent time in Quebec City and Montreal and other places. And there's a lot, like the Canadian content rule we were talking about earlier. And and I know some of it is the grass is always greener, but there are certain ways of doing things, including a universal friendliness that I'm really fond of.
Well, I hope that I can be a good example of that. Yeah, I'm happy that all the Canadian stereotypes are so positive, polite. We're very lucky that way.
Yes.
And so I just do whatever I can to keep the stereotypes going.
Yeah, it is funny, but it's and that's not to say there aren't nice people in the United States.
Yeah.
It's just I'm always amazed at what I see when I'm there. And there have to be things you really miss when you come back, just aspects of heritage and celebration.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss, I just like, when I was in Windsor, I felt like very connected to the community, and it takes a while to build that anytime you're in a new place, So.
Well, in any city, and I think Pittsburgh can be challenging. First of all, the pandemic certainly adds to that. But Pittsburgh, I think, is unique in the number of log-timers we have here, right?
Yeah.
I used to joke, Ricky and I have lived in our house since 1989. And there are still people that say the new couple – pointing at our street.
Yeah.
go figure.
It's a city with a lot of history for sure. And a lot of pride, I think. Maybe, I don't know, between the sports teams that occasionally win. Don't know what that's like from being near Detroit. So.
Did you play hockey at all?
I didn't play hockey, no. We watch hockey around the house. Like, it's just on all the time, I don't really have any family members who play hockey, but everybody enjoys it. It's kind of like what football is here.
Yeah.
So it's huge for us. And the Penguins were always my team even before I moved here. Cause when I was 7 years old, I just loved Penguins, the animal. And I was like, oh, there's a Penguins hockey team. It also helps that they were so good in the 90s.
Oh my gosh. They were amazing. They'll get back, again, but folks like Sidney Crosby for you had to be exciting.
I had a great couple first years when I moved here, because I moved downtown in 2016. So great first years.
Are you living downtown now?
I do, yeah, I live downtown.
What's that like?
I really like it, and I'm definitely a city girl. I don't drive at all. So I love walking around, and I pretty much hang out in the same like two square blocks where I live and work.
Oh, I was going to say, so you can walk to the piano bar.
Yeah.
And I've kind of fantasized about living downtown sometimes. You can do so pretty affordably. Well, you can choose.
Yeah.
You can do so pretty unaffordably, too. But
I love all the stuff that goes on in Market Square, you know, getting just the farmer's market and the holiday market during the winter. Yeah.
That's great. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Kim Maverick, and thank you for being with us. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. She's got two more songs that she's going to share. I want to encourage you, if you go to our Facebook page, we just put a picture of her up if you wanted to get a sense of who you're hearing. Better yet, go to kimmaverick.com. All spelled the usual way. Do you have any music for purchase that's there?
Yeah, I have a couple songs. I have a couple songs that are out pretty much everywhere you like to listen to music online. So Spotify, Apple Music, all those usual places. I didn't really set out to be a solo artist. You know, I've always enjoyed playing in bands more. So I've been slow at recording my solo songs and learning about production and stuff. So I have a few more plans to release new songs coming up this year. And this is one of them, actually. I'm planning on releasing this song in the spring. It's a song I like to dedicate to anybody who is feeling lonely. We can be lonely together.
be so lucky. I'm lucky to be lonely.
That's Kim Maverick here at the Saturday Light Brigade live in our studios. KimMaverick.com is how you can learn more about her. That song actually reminded me, well, it dovetailed with a question I wanted to ask you that I was thinking before you played it, and that's whether you mentioned before the band, the Bubblegum rock band, with some folks in Westmoreland County. Do you now prefer to play alone usually? Or?
Oh, no. I love having a band. Like, I would consider the Howl at the Moon band to be, like, my main band. It's, there's something about the alchemy of playing with people live, feeding off each other's energy. I just love that kind of thing, you know, and that's what really what I always wanted to do, you know, whether it was a girl group when I was 8 or the heavy metal band I had in college. Like, I just love playing with people. So I would love one of these days to get a band together and do some of my original songs. But right now I really enjoy playing at Howl. And, you know, at Howl it's kind of fun because we do all these cover songs, but it's across every genre. So, you know, we'll do some pop punk stuff, also some hip hop stuff. And I'm really blessed to be playing with the people we found there. And we joke that we're an arranged marriage band because none of us knew each other before we started playing there. And we all, you know, we start out as singers. All of us sing and play piano. And then we like, well, I can also play a little bass. Well, maybe I'll learn drums, that kind of thing. It's kind of, it's fun that way.
Yeah, what a great vibe. I need to check that place out.
Oh, yeah, you're invited at any time.
I think I know where it is. It's on 7th in the Cultural District. It's called Howl at the Moon, a great name. And that's got to keep you on your toes,
Sure. It's never a dull moment.
And I'm sure you've got regulars who want to stomp you as best, as best they can. Kim's going to do one more song. It's our last chance to talk for today, at least. Is there anything you would like to mention that maybe I didn't give you an opportunity to? I just want to be sure.
I just want to say again, thank you for having me here. This has been so cool. You know, as a newcomer to Pittsburgh, well, relatively newcomer, it's great to see how much is going on in the city. And, you know, I would love to connect with more people if you are if you're a songwriter or an artist, or if you know people who are trying to make music in the city. It's the last couple years it's been hard to make musical friends. So always down to make musical friends. If anyone out there wants to connect, you know, you can find me in all the usual places on social and on my website.
Look for Kim Maverick, KimMaverick.com, and she's gonna has this song on guitar, and what's it called?
This one is called You and the Moon. It's a kind of bittersweet lullaby type song. I released a little recording of it last summer, so if you like this version, go check it out wherever you like to listen to music online. Stay awake. soft embrace lingers on my skin. And I have no choice. I hear your voice whispering of grace and sin. And I wait. Wait for the moonlight to rise.
Kim Maverick, thank you for being with us today.
Across the evening sky. It was time for them to go. By the winter fire, I will still be dreaming. I do not count the time. Thank you.
That's Eva Cassidy with a song that always sounds good this time of year. Thanks to Kim Maverick again for playing for us. I'm glad you enjoyed her. Thanks to all of our guests today. Jim Kastner, who will be presenting the Theaters of the North Side, is part of a storytelling series. Jessica Gaynell-Mott. That's Eva Cassidy with a song that always sounds good this time of year. Thanks to Kim Maverick again for playing for us. I'm glad you enjoyed her. Thanks to all of our guests today. Jim Kastner, who will be presenting the Theaters of the North Side, is part of a storytelling series. Jessica Gaynell-Moss and the presentation at the August Wolfson African American Cultural Center. We appreciate her being with us. Thanks to Joy Toujours, musician, actor, bon vivant, raconteur, author. We appreciate his being by. And the Incalzando Trio, and Amante, Xander, Corinne, and Sam on our podcast. Thanks to you for being along with us. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Go yuck ducka 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 now. There you go. Bump dump dump bump dum yuck ducka 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 dum ba bum 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 bum. I think it's better with a ukulele. Bum, bum, bum. Broadcasting from approximately coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, this is Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and on the new sound of the Mon Valley. Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock.
Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine. So and fine. I love what you take much time for you to
Boys getting us started here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and on the internet at Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. in, sports fans, it is I, your deacon, to do-wop yourself a swing. Your cup loudly cratch the jet, but gets to Group 4 College, Jay Thurber, at 12:03 and a half. Much more music time here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. 20 degrees right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Sunny skies, looking for a high of 34 today. We'll check the full-time forecast just about 15 minutes.
Baby and me, we listen to Radio 9. It's out of sight.